Tilden Township, Village of West Economic, a joint economic development district to order. And go ahead and move right on to suspend the reading of meetings of our minutes of our last meeting on June 18th and approve as submitted.
Is there a second?
Motion.
Second.
Thank you. On the motion, Janley?
Yes.
Valle?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Bowman?
Yes.
Tui?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So we'll roll new business. First thing on the list is review of financials for Q2.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You're familiar with the format. So second quarter, we actually are just about ready to have the third quarter done, but they weren't ready. But in any event, second quarter, you can see the numbers laid out pretty good for the quarter. If you recall, we have the significant creation grant, and so next quarter and first quarter we don't distribute because it's so big we save it.
Right.
And I believe we're now in our eighth year of that, and it's a 10-year contract. So we're getting close to the end of this major job creation grant distribution. So that means the net proceeds can be distributed. It should be even more significant. One other thing, again, it actually has nothing. It's not on this sheet. That's the comment there on the bottom there in yellow, mm-hmm. Approved expenses.
Yep.
You will see that in the third quarter. We actually did pay
okay.
That portion. It was below the 250, but at least you can anticipate that.
What was the final dollar amount that we just
paid? One. Under 200,000.
Wow.
High 100.
You got a bargain.
Yeah.
And what was that for again?
That was, Kathleen, that was for the sewer improvement on Monclova.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was you beat me to my question. I was going to ask when that was being distributed because the project's been done for a while now. So.
Yep. Harold reconciled the numbers, made sure it was his request was compliant with this. So that. Funds have been distributed, that commitment has been fulfilled. But again, I understand that's third quarter, but we probably won't be meeting for a little while. But other than that, pretty straightforward.
Okay. And so that's going to come directly from our maintenance fund balance, right?
Correct.
Okay. Or it didn't. It's not showing up here yet. Okay. Just a quick note, I'm sure it's minor, but on your letter, your cover letter there. If second quarter 2024, ISIN, obviously, 25.
Yeah. Thank you. Yep. We'll correct that for the official ones.
Okay. Any questions for Jordan on the financials?
There's still only three employers in the JED, right, Jordan? Has there been any new ones added?
Give me one second. Trilogy, Lucas County, Andersons. Any other?
Is Ohio Compost part of this JV?
That's a good point. I don't think they have. I think there's a difficulty with that one. Let me double check. I think they're supposed to be, but I think there's a challenge with that one. I think there's just three.
You asked that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's just three.
Because I know that Monclova Township Trustees recently approved a zoning change for some eastern Monclova property to be put into JED if it was to be developed. So, you know, a property changes ownership, it is zoned commercial. So the hope would be if it was developed, then obviously it would be part of our JED.
That'd be great.
Aren't a lot of the properties along like Jerome and Friarfield, aren't those part of the JEDZ?
Mm-hmm. We have our map right behind you. I don't think it is.
That's the airport.
Ours is
no, that one.
Oh, the air. Excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah. The Mo- Mahomie Briar Field, that's the Jeds. That's a
The Mahomie Briar Field. Yeah.
Old Alloy.
Well, I don't know about. Yeah, I think Old Alloy should be a part of that.
It is.
And then the Yarder Manufacturing is going in now, right?
Yes. That's and then the airport JDD is very specific to obviously those over there. And the corridor that's being approved on 20A, it could either go into this JDD or the airport JDD. And it just depends on how it's worked out. But those are all required to be in a JDD. So as it grows and there is activity in the corner now, we'll see.
What is your arrangement with Toledo? That's with Toledo, Monclova Township, and Mahomie, right?
And Swanton.
And Swanton. So what is, can I ask what the township's percentage is of that?
33%.
Okay.
Equal distribution after a maintenance fund. And Dawn is heavily involved in that as well, so she's very educated in that district as well.
Just working in my mind that it wouldn't make any sense to put it in that chat if this one... 70. Am I saying the obvious?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, if we did it in the jet here, we should do that. The jet should lean them that way,
and
obviously.
In East Monclova Road from Friendship, Baker's Kitchen, are they part of the jets then? That whole south side?
I want to refer to the map. I believe that Friendship is in the JDZ.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea being, obviously, because you've made an investment, that this corridor is going to be White House Monclova JDZ.
But this only extends from Alvin to Coder. It doesn't take us all the way down to Jerome.
No, which kind of means that things are negotiable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other questions on the financials themselves? Okay. We need someone to move to approve the financials for Q2 of 2025.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Second by Miller. On the motion, Tuohy.
Yes.
Bowman.
Yes.
Miller.
Yes.
Valle.
Yes.
And Chairman.
Yes. All right. Next up is the review of the 2023-2024 state audit, which is in your board packet. Jordan, do you have any comments around it?
I'm going to use a curt refrain in this, which is a good thing. If you look pages into the actual audit, where she started to number one on the bottom that gives an actual substantive comments. On almost every single numbered item, the refrain is we found no exceptions or something equivalent on every single line, which is a good thing. This is similar to an audit, but not as deep. These are simply because our arrangement is not that involved. They have to do a full audit. They do what's called agreed upon procedure, so they really just test full key transactions, fund balances, things of that nature. So absolutely zero negative comments or recommended changes. So a sterling opinion by the auditor, state auditor. So all good.
Thank you. Comments, questions? On the audit findings. Hearing none, I will move to approve that piece as well.
Should do a motion because you're going to have to sign it in Georgia.
We already did.
Oh, you already did. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. So, never mind. This is for board review, I guess. So. All right. Moving on. We need to adopt 2026 dates for meetings. Looks like we're shooting to put two on the calendar. Is that right, Kathy?
That's what we're thinking. I feel like that's adequate. And then to be flexible in case we need to adjust because of.
I think what we try to do is keep it at two, keep it as tight as tight. I think it we would need, and then
as things might pop
add
up
if needed.
Trustees have something they want to come to us with.
Yeah.
Okay. So, is there a you know, for reviewing of grants, reviewing of financials, are there months out of the year that make more sense for us to get together?
Yeah, so either April or May is usually when we get the job creation grant. May to be safe. And that's usually when I'm getting the information on the insurance, which the board has. But
yeah.
So I would suggest May as being one of them. And probably makes sense another one around this time to get a fuller view of the financials.
Okay. Do we have any major conflicts we need to avoid in, let's say, May or October?
Memorial Day weekend is the 20th through the 25th. So May.
Second or third week in May?
What about like May 20th? Generally, gonna be okay for folks? I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll shoot for May 20th, and then looking at in October, May 1st, potentially, I think. Any issues with that?
No.
You said the 20th?
That's the 21st. Usually shoot for Wednesdays. So.
And I'll put out the calendar invite for everyone.
Okay, so May 20th, October 21st. Okay. Not knowing of any other old business that we need to discuss, anything that we need to be aware of, Kathleen?
Not on my end.
We were talking about getting the chair 2-year pre-program. Can we have a discussion on that? Just so that there's fluidity for 2 years and 4 meetings versus only 2 meetings.
8 years is fine.
Unless Dr. become chair. So he got a taste for the power, and now he just can't.
Couldn't run from that fast enough.
I personally have no issues with that.
2 years seems very reasonable, I think.
It's not a high demand job, so.
Does it need a motion, or can just make it a...
I would do a motion and a vote, yes, please.
Motion to make chairperson a 2-year commitment.
I'll second that.
Second by Chanley. On the motion, Bowman?
Yes.
Tui?
Yes.
Valle?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
And
yes. Okay. Yay, me. All right. Moving on to other matters. So Mr. Ballman brought up an interesting idea. Does that have this information? No.
Okay.
So I'll put up forward to you to present what your thoughts are here.
Sure.
This is just a matter of discussion.
Yes, exactly. This is... kind of conceptual. In the last year, Jordan and I have had some conversation just regarding the Anderson's timeline. We have 2 years left on that. Monclova is unique in that we don't have an active Chamber of Commerce, anything formalized, but yet our trustees constantly talk about business development, economic development, how to make that happen. And so the idea here is if Lord was to create that role, the staff's Monclova Township staff position, this board could fund that, the salary of that position, creating a business and economic development director, kind of our own version of what a chamber president could look like, work directly with the trustees, but really be out there in the community to try to encourage business to come here, encourage small business development. This position could actually oversee the creation of a grant program. Monclova Township is very solvent. So while it's not like a big number, my thought was, well, if we could get our trustees to commit $1 million to the creation of a three-tier grant program, where tier one would be for a small business, and there would be a definition and parameters as to what constitutes a small business, a medium-sized business, and a large business. This person could go out into the neighboring communities or within Anthony Wayne as a community and just really encourage people to consider either relocating their business or starting up a business here. And so again, conceptual nature, I think that we owe it to ourselves to start dialoguing about what this could look like. It would be really cool if, maybe by the end of 2026, this thing could come to fruition. But I just put together kind of my thoughts and threw them into a job description type format. What could a tiered grant program look like? So this is again just conceptual that we can tear apart and dissect it, dialogue over it, and see what you see.
I'd just say conceptually, I think it's a great idea. We've kind of talked off throughout meetings here about, how do we continue to look for additional opportunities to add to GEN, at least from what I understand, the trustees do a little bit of that, kind of petitioning for businesses when they're looking to relocate here to encourage them to join the GED to contribute to the community, but having someone who's really focused on the development of the township, especially as we make improvements like the Sea Project, which theoretically is going to open up some development here, right here on Monclova, having someone that's kind of dedicated to helping drive that momentum, drive that business, I think is a very interesting idea, for sure.
One thing I would like to just add is our trustees are busy. This is not a full-time commitment for them. And
right.
Oftentimes it's big business, it's corporate business. The backbone of our is built on the backs of small business owners. Our business has been very fortunate to grow to 18 to 25 employees throughout the year. So, is there an active small business draw?
Mm-hmm.
I would see this person, being a liaison with the Waterville Chamber of Commerce, the Anthony Regional Chamber of Commerce, maybe the Maumee Chamber of Commerce. Not to steal by any means, but there's a lot. I mean, as a business owner in Monclova, there's no place for me to go and socialize or talk business with fellow Monclova Township businesses. I'm already having to go outside of the town to do that. To try to generate or small businesses start to consider staying here or choosing to be here. I think there's a need for all of it, right? We have the JEDs for probably the larger scale businesses, but the JED in smaller properties like this one in Monclova, the 4-acre parcel just zoned, rezoned to commercial. That's not going to be some large corporation.
Right.
But that could be any kind of small business that employs 5 or 10 people. So, actively trying those relationships, build those relationships, and attract.
Yeah, the concept that makes a lot of sense. I assume, the Village of White House has an economic development staff person?
It's shared. We share it and we get some expertise from a consultant.
Okay.
But we've tried the economic development coordinator, economic development director.
Throwing different titles around.
Different responsibilities. So we've tried a lot of things. We're a little more tough and certainly not as large as you, nor do we but major thoroughfare. So
right.
different dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Does the township, Kathleen, have any hotels or motels?
We do. We have two.
Do you guys collect the hotel motel tax?
We do.
And do you have a convention of visitors bureau?
We do not.
Where does the 1.5% go out of the six?
In our general fund.
Oh.
And I should also add, I actually made an error. We have three because bed and breakfast and those related type businesses are also for the hotel motel.
full 6% goes into the general fund?
I believe that's correct. I'm not the FIS officer, so yeah. I'd like to defer to him.
The way that I've seen it is out of the 6%, 1.5% of it is supposed to go to a convention and visitors bureau, something that you're talking about that funds that those kind of activities to bring economic development into the community. So depending on how much that is, what couple of hotels, you're probably making 150, well, yeah. And I would think there's going to be else coming up right on this synergy too, I would think. I mean, so you may want to talk that too, sort of blending them together to get somebody like that.
Yeah. I mean, the biggest challenge is, I mean, like, this room is the only place to congregate to bring people together, for a social gathering or a happy hour or whatever. And so that's one of the limiting factors that we have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. It's all about relationships, out
right.
there.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Now the one campground, do they not qualify for like the bed and motel hotel?
I'm gonna have to get details. What campground?
There's like campground out on 295, and when I was in Sandusky, and that might be just a completely different. But then looking anything with the roof and things that they were now going. And charging down the hotel motel tax or whatever you want to call it.
I am not familiar with that.
I forget what it's called out there.
Shady Acres?
Yeah, that's it.
Shady Acres.
I did not think that was in Montclair Township.
That might be Swan Township.
Okay.
It is on the east side of 295. And I wonder if that also falls under agriculture.
Ryan, being a business owner, it sounds like you attend trustee meetings from time to time. Is this something that you've talked to any of the trustees about?
I have not.
Okay.
It sounded like it needed, in my opinion, kind of sounded like it needed to start here. And depending upon what this board thinks, then we make a presentation, like a formal presentation to the trustees.
Just because what we've been through, it's important to make sure you have that support. Because we've had, I'm getting support from the community behind the economic development, then they feel like they're digging in and not getting. So we've had a lot of turnover in that position or feeling that defeat. So I'm just, you want to make sure you empower them, whoever you hire, you empower them to do the best to their ability.
Well, that's where I feel like the grant at the end of the day, I mean, someone's going out there with a checkbook to be able to offer an incentive mm-hmm. for a business to come here. For us to expand our business, I would have loved to have known, we're going to invest this much money. Is there a grant available that I could tap into versus just having to come up with it? Maybe I could have done my expansion, ahead of time or whatever. But again, a small to a medium-sized business that's, a couple hundred thousand to $500,000 a year in revenue, are they operating out of their house still? Are they operating out of a rented office in another community? Whereas, there's an incentive for me to come here and plant my flag here, plus the tax advantages of being in the township. Maybe I do want to relocate my business to the township because there's just a lot of benefits at that point. So I think that if this is a mutually beneficial relationship between this board and our trustees, this isn't asking them 100% to fund this thing. It's, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and absorb the labor costs to fund this, and maybe it's a 2 to 3 year exploratory, and we're going to give it our all, and we're going to try it. But if it doesn't work, then, hey, we're just going to shut it down, and we tried. But, for them, we'd only be asking them to commit to funding a grant if this individual can go out there and actually secure it.
Well, it's a growing community.
And I know that they, just put this in. Okay, so now we're coded up to Alvin. But conceptually, this is something that's been talked about for decades. So how much longer is it going to be talked about before anything ever really happens here in the downtown? I mean, that's...
I feel like I'm at one of our meetings. And it is a problem trying to get... Because... people get comfortable, is what happens, mm-hmm. and to get them motivated to move.
Even business comfortable. Mm-hmm. I reached a point in my business where I didn't to spend the money. I didn't need to take it to the mm-hmm. next level. It was like, all right, you know what? This is what we need to do.
Right, to grow.
To just keep growing.
Well, they say
right?
if you're not growing, you're dying.
Yeah,
so
and so, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of small businesses that have a decent annual revenue that might still be operating out of a garage or a pole barn on their property that, hey, you know, they're really to that tipping point where they need to get into a commercial space.
What we're running across now is we've got a generation where they're retiring, and the younger generation, their kids are coming in, and that's the generation that's going to decide, are we staying where mom and dad started this company, or are we going to grow and go somewhere new? Mm-hmm. And that's where you want to have incentive for the kids to go and say, yes, mom and dad did great, we started at A, but we're going to end at B. Mm-hmm. That's all. Where we're at in the world right now, because mom and dad did all the work.
Right,
maybe
like a retention grant or something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
It sounds like you guys had someone that was similar to this position and no longer do, and had some things that didn't work.
I haven't seen the job description. I assume it's pretty similar. We tried it as a small community when nobody was doing it. Now, we still are pretty rural. I wouldn't say they didn't do it. It's, you know, one of the things for people like us is sowing seed. You know, we don't have people coming to us. We have to sow the seed. So I think it was helpful putting us on the map. It's, you know, we've got Waterville City, who's so much closer to Tor. That's why I would say it is, I think you guys are different than us. But I wouldn't say that our experience was at in any level a failure. I think they kept building. We learned from it, and I think right now we're seeing a couple big successes with
yeah.
our consultant now that got over 1.5 million in some grant funds. That I think if we didn't have this other work. That's the thing about economic development. Unless you're in a major city,
mm-hmm.
when you're in economic development, the best thing you do is not notice. You're just so-and-so. It may be 5 years, maybe a different economic development director who, you know, brings it in, but you need that constant flow of pitches. And
yeah, the ideas. So someone's like, yeah, we said we were going to do that. Or
but do you also feel, though, right? that the village was competing against your own chamber right down the street. You were both kind of trying to do the same thing in a sense.
I don't think so. We actually talked very closely, and one of our consultants ended up being the chamber.
Hmm. Okay.
That's one of the things we tried. We were actually worked. I think very well to make sure where we weren't stepping on each other's toes. We were trying to work in the direction. Mm-hmm. I never sensed that was anything but trying to work together. Yeah, so I think it definitely can be done.
Well, and I think that, you know, we would certainly glean information from you and maybe even the chamber as to what this, maybe not this person, but maybe this department could become. You know, is there other things that, similar to what a chamber can offer its members, are there other advantages that, you know, maybe via this board can offer to businesses that come in and ultimately end up joining the...
I think this is great. Beginning discussion, I would add to you, again, stuff that I've learned is you really do have to be particularly strategic based upon who you are. You can't be City of Toledo as an economic development. You can't be mommy. They may have someone on staff. That it may work for you, but you have to know who you are and what you want to do. For us, we can't support the staff So we went very in a specific way, and we hired a consultant that is good at that, and that's where we're doing it. And we're within the first bit, and it's been successful. That would be my general advice.
And the logistics, like Jordan said, are a lot different from White House and Montclova Township. In my opinion, this has many more options. mean, there's no distributor that's going to look at White House for a number of reasons, distance, the weight of our demography.
We don't have the land. We don't have the commercial property that you guys have. That's a problem for us.
Mm-hmm.
You guys definitely have the capability here that we would cry for.
You really want to light a fire talking data centers.
Let's go there.
We're just going to pretend like you didn't say that word too.
Right.
Don't put that in the minutes.
It's done.
You want to fill this place up?
Yeah, really.
Not really.
They released all of our information, so we've been getting emails like absolutely crazy today.
Still, you started. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun.
We have one more quick idea. Depending upon the foundation of this board and the township, I certainly don't want to speak that. One of the things I keep looking at this maintenance fund and thinking of what I had heard about some of the ideas here on Monclova Road. Some other municipalities in central Ohio, through the JEDD, GPZZ board, they've built actual government, business incubators. So they'll build a building for small businesses. And so for many people like us, even though we're small businesses want to come here, but we have no inventory. It's huge. So seeing a lot more pretty progressive municipalities working their economic districts and zones with the municipality or township, and Kevin here, can the JEDD board purchase land? Don't know, but certainly could work with the township, because that's the focus. I think that'd be an interesting thing if you really wanted to stimulate.
Yeah.
Unless the business is ready.
Right.
Often the government has to step up, and I think that would be a really interesting idea for the township to bring an additional type of business, and the government would control the space and give preferential rent if they want, but really to stimulate and have an incubation, this maintenance fund growing.
Mm-hmm.
So just maybe it's a wild idea, but
it will come kind of thing. Yeah.
Interesting.
And there are developers that work with political subdivisions for this specific purpose, and I know Kevin knows pretty knowledgeable about close with one of those developers. So I'll leave it at that.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Back to you, drafting this.
I have a quick question on this that you just mentioned. Could this board and its maintenance fund work with the township on township-owned real estate for the sake of redevelopment for a tenant?
Yes.
So if we could get the USPS to relocate from that building to the new church we just bought, and this board pays for the remodeling of it, or 50-50 between this board and trustees general fund, would this board benefit from that new tenant being
there? Is it in the JEDD? The new?
Probably not yet.
Well, I mean, if it's in there,
we could propose that.
Payroll taxes that it brings in.
Because I'll tell you, there's a really interesting identity crisis that Anthony Wayne as a community has, given like a school district, because, you know, there's all these neighboring communities, right? We're all residents of, but Monclova primarily, I mean, my business is on Black Road, but I have a Waterville address. My post office, my mail comes from Waterville. I live on Monclova, but my address is Maumee.
Mm-hmm.
And from what my understanding is it's because our post office is limited as to the number of addresses handled. Whereas if our postus was larger, therefore could handle more mail from our residents, theoretically, we could. I have no idea how you change people's addresses from a Maumee address to a Montclair address, but it could help alleviate some of our township's identity crisis. And again, another, to your point, we would be coming alongside our trustees, helping them with that project, and then we gain, we gain another employer. Pretty nice employer, because I'm sure that they would have to grow too. They'd have to hire more staff.
I never thought about that. You really have like four different entities that claim your Monclova. Anthony Wayne, Maumee, Waterville, and White House, basically.
Well, you have Providence and you have Swanton Township.
Oh my goodness gracious. That would be fun.
The best is when somebody has a Monclova, Ohio address, and they're not in Monclova, and then they argue with me for large item collection. Can't service you if you're out of township. So it goes in the opposite direction as well. A little confusing.
Does the township have plans for the church? Currently? That you're aware of? That you can tell us about? Okay.
It sounds like there's conversation, but they haven't landed on anything.
Gotcha. It's a very interesting idea.
She was a solid, I'm not telling you guys nothing.
Literally, she's up your lips.
She didn't even say it on the record either. There's nothing on that record that she answered that question.
I love that.
I do?
I love that for her.
How do you get together to have a conversation? Because conceptually, it's a good idea, but what's the next step and how do you get them on the tongue?
Well, I would say one of two things. Either the township have a special meeting with the board here, or the board has a special meeting at the township. I mean, just get together.
So
as long as it's an open, as long as it's publicized, it's an open meeting.
Would this board
get real public?
So would this board then, obviously, Brian, would then have to represent this board to present to the trustees the idea of doing something like this with one of the township, the real estate?
Yes. The only is, I mean, you have a quorum. Brian can talk, but if there's a quorum of you there, that's considered a meeting that has to be open to the public and advertised. So, and the same thing with the trustees, you can't have two or more. I mean, you can only talk to one at a time.
Would this board be presenting to the trustees at a formal trustee meeting open to the public?
Yeah, what I would say is if that's what you want to do, that we just set up a JEDZ meeting the same time as the township meeting, just occur simultaneously. And then you guys can all discuss or partake. You can deliberate because it's considered a public meeting. So if I don't know what the procedure is to get them on the agenda at one of the township meetings.
Residents that come to your meetings?
I'm like the only resident that ever shows up.
Oh, so we only have one, too. Or one also.
Yeah, that's because they're all in my driveway.
Shoo them away. Stop feeding.
Well, why are you not feeding?
Yeah, you could have a joint meeting. That would not be a problem at all.
Brian, how about I forward Chuck Herschel's email and contact information? He's the chair, and he's also been on some economic development boards, so he kind of gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can discuss with him what would possibly be the next step.
Yeah, sounds good. Okay. Do that. Wonderful. Lots of fun ideas today. This might be our longest ever dinner.
Would that also... Could Brian also present the idea of...
Well, you're coming. Don't worry.
So you could have two. I mean, you could have two there.
You're not getting away.
You can kind of take in your idea. I don't know if
he just said four could come. He said two would be fine.
But everybody can come. It's just you can't deliberate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
right. Okay. Sounds good.
Hold that position tightly, Dr. Miller's eyeball in the comeback.
I made it good.
Did you write in the 2 years?
Well, mine was 8.
You tried for 8. She shot him down.
Yeah, appreciate that. All right, wonderful. Any other items?